Hey, Transfer Cats, welcome. I am live and local, Cal State San Bernardino, home of the Coyotes, and I am here at the Palm Desert campus with Jasmine Vera. She is with our admissions team, and we are talking about next steps for all the future Coyotes here in the house. Welcome, Jasmine.
Thank you for having me again.
Awesome. If you guys didn't catch it, earlier this year, she was a guest star in one of my very first episodes, actually. And we are back. It is full circle moment. So people have gone through applications. They've gone through that admission cycle. They got admitted. They got the, you're part of the pack. Now what? What's going on? Tell me a little bit about Cal State in general, like what students should be doing for all of the system, and then we can narrow that down and find out what they should be doing just for San Bernardino.
Yeah, so hi everyone. Happy to be back. So like Scott said, my name is Jasmine. I'm an outreach counselor recruiter for Cal State San Bernardino. And to highlight a little bit about Cal State San Bernardino, we are one university with two campuses. So we have a campus in San Bernardino and another one here in the Coachella Valley, which is super exciting that our students here in the Valley are able to earn that four-year degree. So a little bit about next steps, right? So we wanted to highlight what happens after being admitted. And this is something that most CSUs follow. So I would say, you know, the first step is to always check your email. That is one of the most important steps, because if we do need anything from you, we will email you. Not once, but sometimes multiple times. So we like to email all our students all the time. So even if you're checking your personal email, right, but also each university provided you with an email. So also make sure that you check that student email as well. Now that we're in this, right, in coming to the end of spring, which you've already been admitted, right? You've hopefully already accepted that offer of admissions. If not, here at Cal State San Bernardino, we have extended the accept or decline offer till July 15th. So our students have a little bit longer to accept that offer. So if you didn't do it by May 1st, right, like most schools do, we have extended. So if you're still deciding, what I like to suggest to all our students, if you got accepted to multiple schools, create a pros and cons list for each, visit the campus, and that should help you to figure out which school is the right fit for you. Because at the end of the day, you want to be super happy in that university. So that is one of my pro tips.
It will be your next home. So I definitely, I talk about it in 30 days to transfer on one of the final episodes. I think it's 28 or 29. We talk about choosing schools. Walking the campus is really important. Mm-hmm. Getting the vibe of where you're going to be. It's going to be your home. I wish you could see it out here. It is beautiful sunny day here in Palm Desert, California. The heat is back, though. Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Well, we won't advertise that. No, we have wonderful air conditioning. Don't worry.
We do.
So if someone wants to come to school here at the Palm Desert campus, what are the next steps here?
Yeah, so like I said, accepting the offer of admissions, and then after you accept that offer is registering for orientation. So orientation is a 1 to 2 day event that happens here at the Palm Desert campus and then also at the San Bernardino campus. But if you are a Palm Desert campus student, make sure that your orientation date is set for Palm Desert, and that will happen in the summer. So that's something that our students can start registering for now. So if you do have summer plans, you can plan ahead and plan your summer vacation with that date in mind already, because orientation, it is a mandatory event.
What goes on during orientation that's so important?
Super important. So like I said, it's a 1 to 2 day event, and they're going to go over everything you'll need for the next 2 years at CSUSB. So they'll go over, you'll get a campus tour, you'll get to meet a lot of the staff that will help you. You'll also get to meet the faculty that are in your major. So it's super exciting because you get to learn a little bit more and just be ready to go by the your first day of class. So you also get your class schedule, right? That's something super important that our students are always wondering, when do I register for classes? And we like to highlight
during orientation, they get it. Is there any cost orientation?
Yes, but that gets added into their tuition. So it's not something that they pay up front when they're registering.
Well, there's definitely, I've noticed a lot of facilities here. I saw that there was a gym across the street too.
There is a gym, but as a Palm Desert campus student, there's a perk. Because we don't have a gym on campus, like our San Bernardino campus does, we have a partnership with EOS where we are able to provide free gym memberships for our students.
Do you hear about the cheese that's been working out? He's looking really shredded. Yeah. Sorry, I had to throw a dad joke in there. I was saying before we even started, I couldn't get through an entire episode without one. Okay, orientation's coming up. Tell me about transcripts and all those practical things.
Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned transcripts. I will say transcript is a...
Wait a minute. Super important. I'm sorry. Ooh, I'm glad you mentioned transcripts. You know that we're academic nerds when we're like, ooh, I can't... I'm so glad you mentioned transcripts.
It's super important for students to submit those. And I will say it's something that they can forget about submitting transcripts.
Yes. And they would send it from each of the places they took classes, right?
Correct. Yes. So if you, as a student, you attended multiple community colleges, we will need all those transcripts. So although we understand that our students are still in classes right now, right? If you did submit transcripts, those are called our partial transcripts because it's still stating that you're currently in classes, right? So you haven't had those final grades. You haven't had graduation. So it doesn't state that on the transcripts, which is where we added the July 15 deadline where those are, that is the deadline where we do need the final transcripts. So if you're still taking classes right now, as soon as those grades get posted, make sure that you send us those transcripts. Honestly, for them to be sent quicker, we do prefer our students to request them through Parchment, which is parchment.com, which is a third party that we use where you'll make an account on Parchment, request that you want your, for example, College of the Desert transcripts to be sent to Cal State San Bernardino. As soon as those grades get posted, right, you get those finals grades, you're not taking any summer classes, you send those over to us and you'll meet that July 15 deadline.
College of the Desert is on Parchment, so super duper easy. And if you used any AP passing scores for credit towards your degree or anything like that, you will need to send AP scores as well.
Correct. Yes. Even though let's say you sent them to COD right in the past, you do have to send them to us again. So we are able to note that and give you those credits.
Cool. So you are on the semester system. You start in August.
Mm-hmm. The last week of August.
Wow. So they do orientation this summer. They pick their classes. And then you have like kickoff week.
Yeah, so usually there is events happening before the first day of school. So that's super exciting. So our students can, you know, start getting that CSUSB experience before the first day. I don't have an exact date yet for those events, but usually late night is what happens before the school, the start of the semester.
And it's unique in that students can take classes here at the Palm Desert campus. They can also hop on a bus, I believe, and go to the main campus.
Correct. Yes. We have our commuter link, which is a partnership with CSUSB and the Sunbus, where we have this specific route that will pick up students here in the Coachella Valley. So there's one stop here right in front of our campus. So right in front of Palm Desert campus, it makes a stop in Beaumont, a quick little pit stop, and then it'll drop you off right in front of campus. So there's different routes in the morning and different routes in the afternoon. So if you did wish to spend the whole day out there or take classes out there, you're more than welcome to. Like I said, we're one university with two campuses, so you have full access to both campuses. So if you did want to spend the day out in San Bernardino, you could take the commuter link.
That is awesome. So one thing that I've found across all transfer students, the ones that are most successful are the ones that really get involved. I think orientation's kind of like your first in through the door, you know, like your first foot in the door to a new place. And then from there, what are some things that transfer students can do to, I guess, get more involved and, you know, what would be some tips for being successful that first semester?
Like Scott mentioned, orientation, you'll meet what we call your PAC leader. So it's is a current student, might be in your same major, but if they're not, there's our PAC leaders are current students, so you'll be able to meet them, hear about them. A lot of our orientation leaders are also super involved, so you'll get to know the other, like a lot of them work on campus or just do internships, right? Or volunteer all around the valley. So you'll get to hear a little bit from them, which is always good to be involved. I myself was a student here at Cal State San Bernardino and I was super involved. I was an orientation leader. At the time we had student ambassadors, so I was part of that. I did a lot. I worked on campus as well, but there's a lot of different opportunities, which is where we always like to remind our students to say yes to those opportunities, just because you never know who you might meet and you never know what that experience might be if you didn't say yes. So I would say visit our events. We always have events on campus. A lot of the times they're published all around campus, or they're also on Instagram. So if you follow a lot of our social media accounts, you'll be able to stay up to date with what's happening on campus. Like I said, read your emails, because a lot of those opportunities are also sent through the emails, through the student emails.
And so if I'm working through, I have questions about admissions or transcripts or financial aid or scheduling or advising, I can get all those services here at Palm Desert as well, right?
That is correct. All those departments are here to help our students.
And students can just go into the student services building and make an appointment, or how does that work?
Yes. So for example, if you're looking for admissions, right, we do have QR codes and we do have on our website, or you could simply email me and we can schedule an appointment.
What is your email?
Ooh. So my email is Jasmine, so jazmin.vera@csusb.edu.
Very cool. And what's your best coyote howl?
No, I'm shy.
Don't you guys have like a coyote howl contest or something? I don't know.
Sometimes it happens at orientation.
So I wish you guys could feel the sense of a pack here. It is awesome. The Cal State San Bernardino has a really strong student vibe here. Students take care of each other. They're happy. Everyone I've met, yeah, even walking up today, even though it's going to be 108, people are still smiling.
That's the life at PDC. We are a
family
here.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much. Transfer students, it's all about being on top of it. Check those emails. You know, the hardest part of transfer, I think, at this stage of the game, the second half of the year, is really about keeping up with a to-do list and things. It's mm-hmm. not, you've done the hard part, you've applied, you've gotten in. Now it's like going, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
which is,
you've packed your suitcase, now go on the trip.
Which is always good. Check the emails, check the to-do items. If you have any holds, the cool thing is when they add holds, they'll add the department and the item you need to complete to get that hold taken off. So it's always good to double check all of that. Now everyone has an orientation hold. All CSUSB students have an orientation hold until you complete orientation.
Good tip. So this is all across the Cal State system. So if you're following my podcast and my YouTube channel, I'm highlighting all the Cal States and UCs as I travel throughout California. Check it out on YouTube, Instagram. I even have a link tree on my website. So you can just scan it, boop, 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 and you get all my socials. So thank you very much, Jasmine, for being here today. Go Coyotes. And if you're local, if you're a College of the Desert student, there's no excuses. We are right down the road. Okay. I hope to see you guys soon. And with that, take care of my favorite transfer cats. I will see you in the next episode.